Okay. So we're ready to start the show. To have silence, absolute. Immediately after the mic check, Sean ran away. We don't know where he is, but I'm pretty happy he left. I'm ready to take a one-man show. We kind of trimmed the fat, so I think we're going to be a lot better moving forward. Oh my god, it's Macho Man Randy Savage.
I have something to say.
What movie did you want for Christmas? And yes, I am Macho Man Randy Savage based on my appearance and my voice. Look at the shirt, it's got my name written right on it.
I had no idea you would be here. I thought you were dead.
You are, aren't you? Well, a lot of people think I'm dead, but let me tell you something. God sent me down after I saw Hulk Hogan say some racist remarks. I had to come down from the pearly gates to put in a whole trap.
That's a noble goal, but what brought you here? I don't understand.
I just happened to be backstage. Sean's a personal friend of mine. And I heard you were talking trash on him. That's a lot of big trash coming from a small man. Yeah, you heard me. I said, it's a small man. And you want to know what? I think the show might be better if Sean was running things around here. You think you're going to have your cup of coffee in the big time? Well, let me tell you something, brother. You got a one-way ticket coming your way, and that's the Paint Town population you have in the center there, pal. Max packed. What do you got to say about that? What are you doing?
I'm summoning the spirit of one Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can't do that. That's against the rules. That's against regulations. Code 15, Section 87.
I'll tell you what. You're coming in with some of my friend Nick. He's here. He's part of the family of Sean.
He's going to tell my friend Sean what this is. You can't just come out doing that. But I was doing the voice.
I have a voice to get everybody.
This is getting a bit ridiculous, don't you think?
I think it's a little bit ridiculous. Let's find it out. What do you say?
Three count, Macho Man wins. Come on, folks. Are we ready for a show? I got one thing to say.
It's a little something called acting. I'm not really the Macho Man, guys.
Classically trained.
We took a few classes. That's why we're
here. Not the local wine.
Can I just say, awfully hot that quick. So if the sweating is a problem for you, get used to it. So are you guys ready to get on with the show? I think we are. Thanks for coming, by the way. There's at least a dozen people here tonight, and we're pretty excited about that. That was a half a dozen more than we were expecting, to be honest.
I thought that was the show.
No, we still got like 40 minutes.
Well, can we smoke in here?
Is that against the rules? I think it might be.
Is that a soft no?
That's a definite no.
So it's like if we really wanted to, we could?
I'm going to have to leave and take a smoke break for the next 5 to 10 minutes, Sean.
That's fair.
Okay.
We were expected to smoke. So should we get on with what the show's actually about? I'm sure people here might actually want to know.
Of course. So the show, if you listen to us, it's called Off Topic with Nick and Sean. Today, the topic is a little bit involved. What would you say, Sean?
I mean, I say it's going to be a pretty good one. I think maybe people might be able to guess what it's about.
I don't know. Maybe three guesses. Who might have a guess about what we're talking about today?
Yes, bald man, crap.
You're wrong. You're dead wrong. Get out.
Okay, you guessed it right. First guess. I wasn't expecting that. Well, that's 10 minutes of the show going.
Yeah, we thought that was going to take a lot longer.
Okay. A couple more guesses, though. Anybody want to guess? Maybe what they thought second guess was going to be.
So,
moving on. Go ahead.
Blade Runner?
What is the show about, Nick?
Well, the show is about, if you listen to the first show we did, Who is Mr. Multiverse? It was Arnold versus Stallone. You can see on our very lovely crafted tip jars there, we have an Arnold and a Stallone. If you feel like we're putting on a good show and you want to throw in 50 cents into the Stallone, maybe throw a 20 into the Arnold, do what you want. But today we're talking about Arnold. He won Mr. Multiverse. So that means there's multiple universes. Sean and I have been scoping out a couple of these. We got the Hubble telescope access.
We got the Hubble bubble. We're looking out there. We're saying, okay, what's in this universe? What's in that universe? Guess what? There's an Arnold in every universe.
Every universe. There's an Arnold, and he has movies in every one. He's a movie star, of course.
So the question is then what? So what else are these Arnolds doing in all these different universes, right?
Yeah. They're not in the same movies.
No, they wouldn't be in the same movies. They're in different universes.
They're in different...
So we're going to talk about what else we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Arnold. We're going to talk about his different movies and his different universe side.
So what happened was my time with the Hubble, it was aimed at universe Chromaton 3. So my Arnold will be referred to as Chromaton 3 Arnold.
My Arnold will be referred to as Chromaton 4 Arnold. He is better. He is one better. He's actually not three, but four Chromatons.
Well, my Arnold is the original number 3, and yours is just the replica number 4.
Well, people might argue that it's an upgrade.
You're right. So, basically, that's the concept. It's which Arnold's better, what movies they're in are better. We got a few types of movies.
Can I just say, it was a really tough choice to choose tonight what we were going to talk about, and I think people will notice. But, well, if there's one thing we're not going to talk about, it's not going to be Arnold. Because it's not like they do the voice every 5 seconds. Guess what? We said, you know what? We're not going to do it for 5 seconds. We're going to do it for 45 minutes. Are you ready, people? All right, good.
Good.
So, let's start with that. We're going to start with our first topic, and these different universe Arnolds, what might they be doing?
Just reading the notes here really quickly.
Yeah, go ahead and read the notes. It's not like we just prepared for this for like a month and a half. I'm kidding, I'm making you look stupid even though I've done the same thing.
It says here to slap Sean, but I'm going to skip that.
I'm going to go skip the next one.
We've got a superhero movie. You love the Avengers here?
Easy. Alright, so what in Chromaton 3, where would what action movie, what superhero movie would Arnold have been in?
Well, in Chromaton 3, Arnold was in the original reboot from 2005 of Superman.
Oh, Superman turns, this time he says Arnold.
It's Arnold.
And he's here to kick some butt.
Arnold returns.
I don't know if we can say the A word.
He's going to flex your brains out, he's going to flex your head off.
So what's the difference between Arnold and Superman and, like, other people as Superman?
Well, first off, Arnold on set refused to be weakened by
clothing. Does he do it nude? Here's what I'm confused about. If I'm a Superman, why am I rolling around with clothes and hiding my gorgeous body? Shouldn't I be out there showing it to the world?
I didn't really have the transcript.
I said it was
important. Exactly. Said in the People magazine on Chromaton 3 was those very words.
We have the Hubble telescope. That's how we do things.
So, yeah, he's wearing Spanx and nothing else, and socks. Superman socks, and he got a tattoo of his name across his chest. He doesn't even have a mask, it just says Arnold.
So it's not even, it's not like Superman, it's Arnold Man now.
Yeah. And
the secret identity as actor, super smash, hit film star, Schwarzenegger. My super name is also Super Arnold. Does he wear glasses?
No, of course, it would be unbelievable that Arnold isn't physical perfection to begin with.
So he's just Superman, he's got no identity, and he just...
He's just Superman. There is no Clark Kent in this one.
Okay. Does he have any different abilities? Like when he flies, does he just fly to do the typical Superman?
He just flexes to take off.
I imagine it's like a rocket ship too. Like steam and smoke and stuff underneath. Picking off. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. There I go.
He just drinks pre-lifter.
Yeah. All right. That's good. So, have we talked about...
What is Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite, right?
Kryptonite. Well, Arnold's not immune to kryptonite. So, the kryptonite, would that make some type of superhero girly man?
I'm not a super girly man, I'm a superhero man.
I'm a Superman man, so I need something with a better name. So, kryptonite, it's out, replaced by muscle chromium.
The only thing that can weaken my muscles.
It makes me puny, it makes me weak, it's muscle chromium! Batman, or the Batman, muscle chromium.
Batman would have muscle chromium, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you take him down.
And surprisingly, in Chromaton 3, Arnold is playing both Batman and Superman in the new film.
He goes, I'm going to take you down, Batman. No, I'm going to take you down, Super Arnold. We'll see who wins.
It's just a matter of 98 minutes, and we'll find out.
So, we've got the rundown there. I mean, is there anything else?
No, I think that's about it. We should go over to...
what's going on in Chromatown 4? Come on, we're wondering.
Well, the Chromatown 4, the movie's about 10 times, and 10 times better, makes about $100 million more, and it's the exact same movie. No, just kidding. That'd be pretty cheap. I say Willem Dafoe was like a Spider-Man type, but instead of shooting out webs, he shoot out like dumbbells. See you later, alligator. It wasn't like a croc man or something in Spider-Man. Anybody know those fact checkers?
There's like a lizard guy.
A lizard guy. Your luggage. That's a real hard line. I can't take it.
That's what's going on over in Chromatown 4. Is this man that shoots dumbbells out of what the hole? How does the hole get big enough?
It's like it gets big enough and then it shrinks up. Kind of like a woman gives birth.
It's like a birth type thing. This movie is rated X, by the way.
It's graphic.
It's mostly slow motion of him shooting opening.
Oh no!
And closing.
I wouldn't want to see that.
But they made a
movie. But
they
made a movie. People aren't Arnold's fans on Chromatown 3.
That's true.
That's
he actually has that ability there. It wasn't even special effects.
Oh, okay. So he does it in the movie. Okay. That's
but
fine. Fair enough.
Bonus movie throw in the Hulk.
The Hulk. Oh, okay. So in the Hulk, this would be Arnold playing the Hulk?
Well,
now,
Arnold here. Our Arnold. From Earth. Chromatown 1.
We only have Chromatown 1. We have not even seen the advanced space-time travel of Chromatown 3 or 4.
So I can't even understand how many of the Genesis, but then
neither
can the critics.
I'm going to say if Arnold is in this one, then he is just playing. There's no CGI. There's no none of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Arnold. And like reading Lou Ferrigno style. From like the
modern movie, Arnold Now.
Yeah.
64.
he's like 70 probably at this point.
Yeah.
But he's just old Arnold. An old, but not obsolete.
Playing the Hulk.
Playing
and then there's the CGI Bruce Banner.
Yeah, but so instead of CGIing the Hulk, you CGI Bruce Banner. Look just like
looks
Mark Ruffalo was there, but he's never there.
But he's never there. But it is Arnold actually there.
The Hulk, there's the challenge playing the Hulk. The whole time I thought Mark Ruffalo was there, so what is he? They say he's not there. I just make him up. It's hard.
They said maybe when the copy made and stuff, you're like, I don't understand what you just said.
No, it does. It's fine.
So,
I don't know.
So,
did you catch that joke?
Well,
should we move on to the next topic?
Yeah, let's move on. We're talking too much about our own.
Yeah, let's move on to the next topic.
Yeah, we'll move on. We'll refresh it. We'll refresh it now.
You guys want to talk about something different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the next thing is Chromatown 3. We were looking, checking around at the romantic comedies.
Oh yeah, there were Arnold. Who was in the romantic comedies?
How did you know? Seriously, did you tell him, dude? Come on.
Dude, hold on a second. All right. Somebody was looking at the screen. I see that one. So yeah, we're doing rom coms, but with Arnold.
I went first last time. Why don't you?
Okay, so I'm thinking, no. Let's do Chromatown 4, Arnold. He's starring in the newest production, the Billy Crystal Super Smash Hit, When Harry Met Sally. How about When Arnold Met Arnold? You Had Me at Arnold. That's not even that movie. That's okay, people think it is. But we can imagine that iconic scene at like the diner, you know, when he's sitting at the table, like, Arnold. I think Matt fakes it. Didn't know that. It's Meg Ryan. Oh, no, it's actually not Meg Ryan. It's Arnold playing Meg Ryan. No, it's not true. I've never once heard about that. Well, let me show you. I'll have what I'm having.
That was good.
That was the
scene.
That was scene and film. $400 million.
What was he having? What did he order? Just the delicious Arnold protein shake?
Yes. One of my delicious protein bars. At my orgasm.
See, now, I'm imagining Arnold, and you beckoned to it. I don't know if anyone noticed, but when you blatantly misquoted a movie, it was embarrassing. We were all feeling a little uncomfortable. But I'm thinking Arnold LaGuardia.
Hello there.
Show me the money, Jerry.
Come on.
Show me the money.
Who's playing in this movie? Is he Jerry?
He's playing Rob Tidwell.
Oh, so he's Cuba Gooding Jr. in this as
yes.
well?
He's not in blackface, though. He's very PC, no blackface.
Thank God.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan encouraged it.
I'm sure he did.
He said, no, thank you. And
I'm not sure
thank you. Yeah, absolutely. But, so, Arnold's playing Rod Tidwell, but guess what? Arnold's also playing Jerry Maguire. And it doesn't that day, I guess, who's playing the little boy, the little cute little boy.
Who's, I don't know.
Arnold.
What's his famous line?
The human head weighs 8 pounds.
But you know the human head weighs 8 pounds? Look at me, I'm a little boy, Arnold.
Show me the money, Jerry. I love white people.
That's definitely not a Hulk Hogan movie.
No, it's not him.
Okay, but you mentioned Jerry Maguire, and the thing that actually interests me now is that Schwarzenegger played football in that movie then. If he's Tidwell, Brad Tidwell.
Yeah, playing football.
The
Arizona Cardinals.
So
Arizona football Cardinals.
We haven't really touched on sports movies. Do you think he'd be in some sports movies?
Well, in Chromatown 3, he just happens to be in.
Oh, he was already
movie.
He was already in one. What was he in?
He was in the great U.S. hockey classic sports hit smash movie film. Miracle on Ice.
Miracle? Oh, he was in Miracle?
As
when he plays the Russians?
Mm-hmm.
So who is he like? Which player is he?
He was a coach.
He plays, what's his name? Kurt Russell's role?
Herbert's, yeah. He's,
Kirk Herbstreit?
He's the Soviet coach.
The Soviet coach?
The Soviet.
He's on the Russian squad?
He's on the Russian team. And the whole movie focuses on just him. They really took a different angle with it here.
I would flush the American hockey team.
I don't care if they beat us in 1980 in reality. Well, guess what? It's my movie.
So they're going to win in this movie?
Yeah, the U.S. team doesn't win. That's the miracle. The real miracle is that they lost in this movie.
Guess what? I went back in time. We have the technology in Chromatown 4. I can go back in time and change history. I went back, I coached the team, and guess what? They won.
Only,
big surprise.
Only with the power of my giant, long, curly eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, the coach had, like, the crazy, curly eyebrows. Well, let's see. Okay, well, sports movies. I think that's probably about as good as we're in yet.
Yeah, that movie made $500
billion. $500 billion?
In China.
There was no sports movie in Chromatown 3. The closest thing to Hema, I did a rollerball remake.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the one with LL Cool J and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. We're
playing LL Cool J.
I need love.
But this time it wasn't blackface.
No, it's not for all guys. Not his PC.
He's
wrong. It's not three.
He's more than all.
He takes the risks. But it was like a Robert Downey Jr. type thing.
No, it wasn't. So, yeah, so it was
another guy playing the other guy who's in blackface, but he's playing another guy.
So we got an Academy Award nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
that? Daring. Actress.
Daring. How daring was for him?
In a comedy film?
To do that.
So We're pretty much beating this one with a dead
yeah,
story.
Yeah, we're trying to move on. We should probably stop talking about Arnold.
Yeah. So, we all know Arnold as many things here on Earth. Chromatown 1,
Chromatown
1. Omega, Chromatown 1.
Yeah.
Infinity. Here, Arnold is more than an actor and a handsome man and a good husband.
Devoted husband.
And the wonderful father. He is also one who had a career in bodybuilding, of course, clearly.
Yeah, that's what he's known for, right?
He's one who was the governor of California.
California.
Hello, it's me.
The governor.
I don't want you to be the girly man. Get up here and vote for me and go around the state. Like, I ran Robert Patrick into the ground.
Look what Trump did, he's no more, he's obsolete.
So, I was looking, I don't know if you had time to look, because you were probably bogged down with a lot of racial issues in Chromatown 4 since blackface Arnold exists there.
Things got real hectic.
In Chromatown 3, Arnold did have time to adjust to the climate and, you know, do a political race. So
what's the next step, dude? He's already governor. He's got to be president, right?
He did. He became the president. Hello, it's me. I'm going to be the president of this nation. Step one, we're going to close our borders. I don't want any foreigners coming in here to this great nation. If you're not born here, then you don't belong here.
Who do you think you are? You come from another country. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Make something of yourself. Become a mega hit, smash, movie star, action on.
But they won't take my job. Get back to Vietnam in your own country.
Take it back to Indochina, where we come from.
Who is this guy from Indochina trying to steal Arnold's jobs? Like,
Indochinese Arnold, I don't know. I'm not even going to touch him, man.
I'm not going to touch that either, but there's a joke there.
There's a joke there. I'm not mad enough to take it. So the next step is presidency, obviously.
Yeah, Arnold president.
Four more years of muscles, 4 more years of big biceps. You want 4 more years of Arnold, who's with me, people? I've been going for him. Yeah.
I was with you already. I vote. Can we vote now?
I'm going to put him on the ballot. Sorry, Hillary. Arnold, the muscle party. Getting rid of political girly man, one step at a time, one bicep curl at a time. No, we really find out. Or actually, if we're talking about the racial issues that are on Chromatone 4 right now.
Yeah, Chromatone 4. What is Arnold running for Chromatone 4?
If I could give you guys some background on what might have happened after that that daring role that Arnold tried to portray.
I'm the guy playing the guy in blackface, playing a white guy, playing a black guy.
So Arnold obviously wanted to keep his rights. I don't understand. I'm doing art. I'm doing film. Who wouldn't want to come over here and watch me portray a black man? There's nothing wrong with it. And everybody else sometimes like, no, there's definitely something wrong with it.
I should have been Apollo Creed. It's just, you know, come
I
on.
Tried to be both roles, they wouldn't let me. Maybe on Chromatone 5, I don't know. We haven't gotten that
far. We haven't looked there yet, it's too far away.
So he's going to defend his right, and so he's going to start his own party, right? Because long live the South, long live the Confederacy. My name is Jefferson Davis Schwarzenegger, and I'm here to let the South rise again. I want to be able to do blackface whenever I want. This is not about racism. This is about being able to do blackface.
This is about
slavery. This is about individual rights to be able to do blackface.
States rights to have blackface on America, wherever you are in the movies.
Oh, there. I don't really know. Maybe I would go up between like a propaganda message Arnold sending out, and like right at the beginning, hello there, another message from Arnold, Jefferson Davis Schwarzenegger. Are you tired of being told when you can or cannot portray a black man? I am. You got the little girly man with the 28% body fat coming over here telling me when I can and cannot act. I don't think so. See you later, alligator. Just like I told him before. The other movie. Talking back to another joke. So, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it might. And honestly, this time it might be successful. Arnold's got a lot of backers right now. Yeah.
And, I mean, that's clearly his first thing. If he wins the confederacy, there's an all-out war. Guess what? Skynet comes live. He's in control. He's the Terminator.
Finally, my mission has been accomplished. At first, I was an actor portraying a robot. Now I am a robot.
Portraying an actor.
Portraying a blackface.
Portraying a political figure. You're on Chromatone 3.
Four.
My bad.
You ain't nowhere at anymore, man.
That's crazy. It's okay.
So, I mean, I think my question is, if you vote for Arnold, let's say in today's political climate, what do you think Arnold's voting for? What do you think? What's his hot button issue? We're touching on
besides blackface. And immigration?
And immigration.
He stands firm on both those. I would have to say smoking in public places.
Hold on a second. The girly man up there will be smoke my giant, enormous, comically sized cigars up on stage. Getting it in people's faces, blowing it in the food. I don't understand. This is stupid. That's his argument. This is stupid. Why are we even doing this anymore?
Don't be stupid.
Let's just stop being stupid. Let's just do it. I think that was the time we won the governorship.
I don't have a video.
You can't pronounce the state that you're becoming governor of. You gotta have something.
Then change the way everyone pronounces it.
California.
Next week, the California Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers of California. Performing live at Fulham. Don't forget to tip your bartenders, guys. And us in those jars over there, too. We're trying to buy
we pass them around.
We're trying to buy the microphone, so if you guys could.
It's not our mouth.
We asked if we could take this.
Yeah,
that was about as firm a no as the smoking rule. So.
It's actually softer.
No, you're probably right. It probably was.
But,
so Arnold's winning the Confederacy and the presidency. Okay. And
They say rule number one, never address someone who walks in the room during a show.
So you just broke the first rule.
I'm the only rule.
Rule number two is never talk about rule number one, so you've broken the first two.
I'm breaking the first rule.
You might as well break rule number three. There's nudity on stage now.
I'm not breaking the fourth wall. Hello, people. I'm addressing you personally now. You over there.
That's
this isn't the show anymore. You're part of the show. Welcome.
That's what they meant by the fourth wall. I thought there was a literal wall. I've never been to a show.
If there's one person,
and I thought there was like a brick wall that they.
If there's one person who can break the fourth wall.
It's
going to
be.
That's exactly how we do it. Crunch. A big punch, smash, crunch.
A nice punch to the face, kick to the face, a pile driver to the face.
So what about we talked about the first thing. Is that what we're still talking about? Hey, I think we're off topic.
Well, at this point. Yeah, we talked about it.
We talked about the presidency. We can move on to our next category, right? So now we did political races in other universes. Do we want to go back to our movies? Do we want to touch on
what if
we missed?
Here's what I'm thinking, dude. Have like a little 5-10 minute intermission. Let people
get a breather.
I can tell everybody here
is all exhausted from the jokes.
They all have to go
inundated with the jokes.
Bursting
at saying,
scenes.
Please look at me and Tom on the ground. I'm impressed. Get over it. Give me 5 minutes so I can catch my breath.
Also, it's 9:23 and Arnold today wasn't going to be able to be here until about 9:43. So I'd like for him to be here.
So we'll take a 20-minute.
No.
I got you. 5 minute break.
And when we come back, well, what if we do a couple fan suggestions? Let's do a couple fan movies.
Hey, once I get the part of the show, we could do that too.
And once it throw on the suggestive thinking, we'll do a couple suggestion movies with Arnold thrown in. Guess what? It might be Chromatron 3 Arnold. If you pick a Wesley Snipes movie, it will be Chromatron 4 Arnold. And that's that. So 5 minutes, break.
Let's take 5.
Okay, so we're back. It's been a strict five, as we do. We call it, we say it.
On the dot.
On the dot. You know, we're the kind of people at the Rock Fountain, we count 1, 2, 3, next. So we're moving on now.
That's it.
We're
going to take some audience requests here.
We've
some requests. What we've been doing, it's pretty basic.
Interstellar.
We're taking, I didn't say yet. I said, hello, it's me, I'm Arnold, and Interstellar, done.
Don't let it go, Arnold!
So we're taking, come on, Arnold, what are you doing? It's me, I'm clearly the guy inside the bookcase.
I've been your ghost the whole time, Murph. It was me flexing my muscles behind your bookcase and knocked it over. That's Interstellar.
What I find it difficult as an actor is I'm trying to just understand how I cannot save the universe. It should be a lot easier, I think.
Maybe put that in your notes.
Omicron Nebula 4, whatever it is.
Omicron.
It's just Omicron, okay. Yeah. But so what we're doing, if you're not getting this, it's pretty simple. If you want to see Arnold in a movie he's not in, just yell at him.
50 Shades of Grey.
I grew up in love you so good and do weird kinky things to you in bed. This is like my real life.
Hold on a second. You're telling me that they made a movie out of this? It's pretty poorly written. This is glorified fan fiction. Come on.
It isn't correct at all. Like, why are you done with this? And 10 times more.
In my Arnold-centered BDSM lifestyle, I've accomplished many of these feats personally.
We should ask, who's the Mexican lady he slept with instead of his wife? Sorry, she was too tempting. So that was
the Mexican
maid. She was definitely a maid, right? I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
Housekeeper.
I'm sorry, housekeeper. We want to keep it PC. This isn't Hulk Hogan show up here.
Come on, brother, you're banging the housewife.
The lady lives in your house, come on, just clean it. That's a bad opening, whatever.
Yeah. Ooh, brother.
He's also 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm a real American, brother, come on.
Yeah, but so let's hear, who was, I heard another one. Somebody throw it out
again. Requiem for a
Dream. I may not be a smart man, Jenny, but I know what love is. Just because I have a small brain, that doesn't mean I have to father your child that was born out of AIDS.
No, hold on a second, Dale. Ron Howard. it's not very believable that I'm not the most intelligent man in every room I walk into just by looking at me. So I don't know if I'm the best man for this Forrest Gump role.
I'm actually wondering though, but I do want to see Arnold with those like sideburns that are like cut way up top. I can run now. Look at the way my legs work. Let's have a line.
Run, Forrest, run.
Because, oh, that's how you line. You're Forrest. Because I know, but why wouldn't I be telling myself to run? It's my motivation.
I talk about
it. I think I get up out of bed every morning. Hello, good morning, Arnold. I'm up. Wake up. I'm up. Get out of bed. Get in the shower. Brush your teeth. Don't forget to check your laundry.
I only talk about
that. That's just steps 1 through 5 of his daily routine.
Step 6.
Go to the gym.
That's step 6 through 15. Go to the gym. Step 16 through 30. Go to the gym again.
Repeat steps 15 through 18, and then repeat 18 through 22. All right. So another movie. Sorry, Breakfast for a Dream. I haven't seen it. Sorry.
Dr. Zhivago.
Say it again. What will we have over here?
Dr. Zhivago.
Dude, pick some different movies. Who looks like a lady? Who looks like a lady? He's singing it too, I think.
You pretty much nailed
that. That was it.
That's the only.
Is that the movie?
Yeah.
Is that what happened to them? What if I didn't even do that right? Like that wasn't. Wasn't in this step.
Mrs. Buffire.
Listen, no, but the only the doubt thing is that I'm a woman. Look at me. The only man Robin Williams can get away with this. You think these muscles are coming in there? Like, oh, that's clearly a woman.
But the Robin Williams got away with it because he's clearly a girly man.
My wife, Robin Williams, is probably the hairiest man on the planet. Somehow he got away with it.
We'll have to ask Macho Man what he's like, you know.
Hello!
Good morning, heaven down!
You're fighting on the wrong side of the wall. I become a communist. I close the
eye.
I
become a Soviet team. Come on.
Yeah, you could tell me. So where did that movie next?
What's that story?
Look.
Jumping the gun a bit. Maybe perfect transition. When you're a champ, you're a champ all the way. From your first bicep curl to your first bench press.
Okay.
Hey, okay, make
them
rhyme.
Well, we can do that. Maria, I just met a girl named Maria. She's not as pretty as my Mexican housekeeper can be.
Maria, I promise I'm not sleeping with the babe. She's totally lying. We should fire her, maybe kill her.
Maria.
This isn't good for my political career, Maria. So yeah, we didn't touch on musical side. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. What else would we be in? Memories.
All alone in the waiting room.
I don't know. What else?
Cats.
We just did Cats. Mr. Bostopolis.
Mr. Bostopolis. I just wear the whiskers and nothing else.
I just wear this hat, this cane, and my muscles.
They say cats have 9 lives, I have 9 abs.
Oklahoma, not as good as California. Because I run the state, it sure is great. Everybody look at my muscles. Every single song is just about his muscles.
What else would it be about, though? In Omicron 4, some of them are about.
How about my personality? I'm a person, not just a man.
Come on, don't stop objectifying me.
You know what? That's a good point.
What is
it's
there?
I wouldn't like to say that. Looked at and you just see a pair of boobs and a nice butt. You know what? People, when they look at Arnold, they probably think, I see a guy who's cheating on his wife. He happens to also have a good body, I guess. But he's like 72 now, so
he's old, but not that so
old. Old, but not that so deep. You say used to? It's probably an answer to you. You should take steroids like Stallone, look like a porcelain doll.
Yeah. If you want to know what Stallone looks like, maybe throw a 20 in his bottle over there, and then you can see his face.
Let me tell you this, guys. If you want Stallone to show up to this event,
he'll
put $40 in that jar.
Come on,
$140 in that jar.
Come on.
I run a restaurant, but I run this place. Come on.
Yeah, dude. I'm thinking he's making a shooting Rocky 17 here.
Mm-hmm.
It is that it's with Hollis kids, so it's kind of weird if I'm in the rib. At the age of 150, I'm able to do that.
This guy's been trucking.
Hey, when did he have a stroke? Is that what's going on?
When he was younger, he did. Yeah, that's why he kind of talks a little bit.
Is that why his face looks the way it does now? Because I think his face looked long before.
Well, that's just a lot, all the work he's had done.
Hello. Welcome to Expendables 17. My eyes don't think the show name. I'm doing Arnold now. I can't even do it.
Stallone even does Arnold.
I'm the new Rocky. I'm playing Stallone.
Commander Don is Creed. I'm supposed to be in the trailer, but I can't do Rocky anymore. I can only do Arnold because I was on the set of Expendables 1, 2, and 3 for too long.
Gonna fly now.
This could also go into the musical category. Isn't there a Rocky musical?
Yes. I am the tiger, rising up, out on the street, hit the gym, flex some muscles.
That was it. Oh, I thought we were just doing male versions. But you were doing a real version, that's okay.
Yeah.
Should we talk about his best musical, though? The one that they probably don't know about?
Well, the one that they never even heard of.
I mean, yeah. This one is an exclusive from Omicron 3.
It was we gotta set it up. Okay. Well, Sean and I were doing the research here into the Omicron universe on it. One thing became apparent was that Arnold and Omicron 3 and Arnold and Omicron 4, they don't get along.
They just don't? They just disagree?
They are rivals, bitter rivals to the bitter end.
It's a Highlander situation. They can only be one.
They can only be one. If they discovered that if I killed the Arnold from the other universe, then I get this powers.
Yeah, that's how it works. So do you want to set up? What's going on? Who's starring in this movie and this musical?
Well, what happened is in Omicron 4, they flew an arm from Omicron 3 using the technology.
That does not exist here at Omicron.
No, not yet anyway. And they flew them in. They were filming a musical. They said, we need Arnold to play two roles in this because otherwise it's not going to get pulled off. And the musical is called Sweeney Schwarzenegger, The Clone Demon Masters of Muscle Beach.
The Clone Demon Masters of Muscle Beach.
The Clone Demon Masters of Muscle Beach.
So we have two Arnolds.
One
from Omicron 3, one from Omicron 4.
Yes.
And what's interesting is when they tried making this movie, Arnold from Omicron 4 was clearly trying to kill Arnold from Omicron 3.
Yes,
it was obvious.
But the obvious, you watch the DVD commentary, it's all there.
Yeah, the problem is it doesn't exist here, so, I mean, you can recreate it for you guys if you want.
We managed to get our hands on the script here.
All right, we'll do it. Well, you know, I mean, hey, we're not that good, so we're gonna go ahead. We print out the lyrics.
Yeah, that we wrote.
That we wrote. Okay.
Let's
see, can I get comfortable before we do this?
Please, sir. It is a masseuse movie, so. Don't know how many of you are familiar with Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, but it's loosely based off this.
Anybody see Sweeney Todd out there? Sweeney Todd fans? That's probably the best applause we got on there. Good job, Johnny Depp.
Well, we got a lot of newcomers to this shit, so. Just,
Set the scene.
Well, the scene is we're at Muscle Beach. We've got Arnold from Omicron 4, that's me. We've got Arnold from Omicron 3. He's here to get the massage. He doesn't know that I'm a demon clone masseuse, and not just a normal everyday greased up, delicious looking man masseuse.
I'm wondering why he looks just like me.
But looking in the mirror, come on.
Now I can't help but stare.
There's only one man strong enough to break the knots in these muscles, and it's me. So, let's just go. I think we got it set. You're sitting down for a massage, and I'm ready.
I mean, I'm comfortable. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
You're saying, okay. Setting the scene, I feel good now. All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'm pretty nervous.
In
here, so.
3, 2, 1. After you drink, then we do the action.
What can I do for you today, Arn? An intimate massaging of the muscles? A sensual muscle rub? Down, all down!
You seem automatically infatuated with the young. Her alter ego pug, so fetch the foam rope and grapeseed oil, and give me a more seductive foil. Cast me perhaps with Lord Flint Boyle, but first of all, I think, a rub.
The deepest issue I ever plugged.
In a merry mood today, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Tis your delight on lighting fires from one man to the next.
If true or well can still inspire the blood to vacillate. What more?
The poor with broken men require
to be young, sir.
More than young, sir.
What, sir?
Muscles.
Ah, yes. Muscles.
Pretty muscles. Now, then, my friends, now to your purpose. Patience, enjoy it. Revenge can't be taken away.
McCain in this world will be commended, sir.
My lord! And who may it be said is your intended, sir?
My bench. Pretty as a rosebud.
Pretty as my scotch rack.
What was that?
Nothing, sir. Nothing. Pretty muscles. Flexinating. Sipping coffee, dancing, pretty muscles, letter writing,
flower picking,
flower watching, pretty muscles are a wonder, pretty muscles, flexing in the wind. Flexing on the stairs, something in them heats the air. Pretty muscles,
silhouetted,
stay within you.
Flexing,
stay forever,
lifting lightly.
Pretty muscles. Pretty muscles,
flexing out their candles, oh,
flexing underwear, even when they leave you and vanish, they somehow pretty muscles.
At the mirrors,
in the garden,
at the writing,
flower picking,
where they're watching, how they make a man sing
through heaven as you're living. Pretty muscles,
sir,
pretty muscles,
yes,
pretty muscles. Who's this guy?
No. Sit down.
Oh,
okay.
Sit down.
I thought we had a pretty good finale.
Yeah,
sit down.
Sit down. This is terribly awkward for everyone. This is so awkward. I mean, I almost looked at the audience at one point and was like, come with me if you want to leave.
Okay,
oh.
I
said that all of mine. Thrown in as well. Thank you. We didn't know this. You know, it's two grown men singing a song. Come on, guys. Come on. I'm not grown.
Yeah, maybe there was 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 moments even where it got a little weird, but I don't think.
There was at least one moment where it wasn't. At least one.
I think
that. And not so many others. Debatable.
Okay. All right. So exactly.
Where are you?
Bennett Robert Patrick Liquid Terminator.
That's this man's name.
That's your name.
Yeah.
I think that's
Bennett.
Patrick
Liquid.
It says you're from the Global Podcasting Corporation of America International Incorporated .com.
The GPCAII .com?
Yeah, .com.
Well, we moved strictly online.
So you're
we were building and now we're. Is this like an online university type deal?
Something like that.
Okay. But it is the SPCAII show. We should listen to this man.
I mean, he has a point.
Did you take any notes? Do you have any notes of the show that you particularly want to contest?
So I have detailed files.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
It might be. Oh, it is. Never heard of her.
She's an Egan, actually, but if you weren't following so far.
Well, do you want to hear my list or not?
Sure.
What are your complaints?
Here we go.
I got a ticket on the way over here. I live with my parents. I haven't had a date in over 10 years. I was at the grocery store the other day, and this lady gave me this little
box. So this is just a list of things that you have problems with in your own life. This has nothing to do with our show. Am I correct?
Well, pick one, so what?
Okay.
I hate my job. I hate reviewing people. I hate giving people reviews for the podcast. Corporation.
.com.
Of America.
Corporation.com. Yeah. That's how you know it's legitimate. But, okay.
Well, I guess, is there anything else you want to ask him? I've got one last question for the guy.
I don't have anything else that was clear. That was pretty concise in his points.
Well, I got to say, man, was there
anything good about the show?
Yeah, was there anything good about it?
The muscles! Ripping muscles!
Hey guys, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. I got a lot of you.
Thanks,
someone from my address.
One more time, we need a job.
Oh,